Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time on this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me this morning, as always, is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified physician and chief of staff, CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. It's such a pleasure once again to be with you and all of our listeners this beautiful Sunday morning. By way of introduction, I want to thank you for reminding everybody that I'm the chief of staff at CHI Memorial, Georgia. That is one of my multiple duties. I've been a primary care board-certified physician here for about 25 years. Nice family tradition going back about 150 years, which is somewhat awe-inspiring to me to be in that long a line of medical providers. But I also, as you know, have some interests in sports medicine and home health, as well as physical therapy, hospice, and it's my great pleasure to work with so many good teams. I want to give a special shout out to a couple of our sponsors like Louisiana Healthcare, LHC, who sponsors through their home health arm, Home Care Solutions, as well as Chris Lassar with Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. They've been just wonderful sponsors to us. But, you know, the biggest thanks that I want to throw out is to CHI. CHI gives us incredible support here, and just want to thank them and also thank them for all they're doing in, well, Chattanooga and also the Northwest Georgia area through CHI Memorial Georgia. Let me remind everybody that if they do need an x-ray or any other imaging service, CHI Memorial is able to give you a clearer picture of your health. With four imaging center locations in Chattanooga, Hickson, Ooltewah, and Georgia, CHI Memorial is one of the most convenient places for MRIs, CT scans, ultrasounds, x-rays. Call 423-495-6000. That's 423-495-6000. And you can find the imaging center nearest you. And Ed, like I said, it's just a great pleasure to work with you, and I've enjoyed expanding my horizons and my mind and my knowledge base. And hopefully you've done the same and look at traditional medicine differently, just like I look at non-traditional medicine completely differently than I did, say, a year ago. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what's going on at Nutrition World?
Thank you, my friend. And yes, I am Ed with Nutrition World, and I began that business in 1979. I really have said this before. I do believe I was born to be in the business of health and nutrition because I've certainly dabbled in many things over my 61 years of living, and nothing seems to resonate more with me than talking about health and nutrition. We are a kind of a wellness center now rather than just a nutrition store. We are evolving is, I guess, a good word. And actually, next March of 2019, we will be officially kicking off the fact that we are changing our title, actually, to Wellness Corner. Really? And Nutrition World will be a part of that. But we have a tremendous amount of plans in place that will be coming to fruition next March. So
nice.
We'll keep you up to date on that. And, you know, we have a passion for this town, Chattanooga, and part of that is because we want people to be educated. And you and I are of the same mindset because that's why we're here. We're here to not just, you know, shoot the bull and spend time. We're actually trying to expand our horizons with our own life and at the same time sharing it with listeners who can hopefully, and I think they do, value the merging of two different concepts. Because, you know, most of my career, mainstream thinking as far as health was somewhat averse to the thinking that the holistic nutrition people had. And now things have changed. It's not super fast, but we've come a long way. And I can tell the past 5 years to 8 years has certainly, we've gained more ground than we did the previous 30 years. So, you know, I learned, and like you said, I am continuing to learn, evolve. I try my level best not to live in a world of black and white and concrete concepts, because, you know, when you do that, you kind of shut the door for any new knowledge if you think you know it all. And I know you well enough to know that you have that open-mindedness with, you know, using good judgment and wisdom. You don't just grab it, but if it has some significance, you at least look at it with an open mind. And that's why we have such wonderful conversations about health and what we can do to maintain it. And it is a sad thing when you look around and you see the amount of really suffering in the world that is self-done because of lack of two things, lack of knowledge many times, but the other is lack of discipline. You know, you have to be able to stick to exercise and good food choices and, you know, all the things that play into good health. I mean, here I am rambling on about all that. What does that sound reasonable to you?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I've for all these years, you know, they don't teach really much of anything. I'll bring up the issue of chiropractic, for instance. In medical school, we had one hour of training in 4 years. So, yes, I think our chiropractic colleagues would say that's inadequate training to understand anything about chiropractic. And frankly, it wasn't that useful. But they did not at that time teach non-traditional medicine. They may gloss over something, but I've had to do over the years my own education, which is not that easy to do if you don't have a partner such as yourself. So it's been a little bit like drinking from the fire hose in medical school, as they say, when you're learning, you know, working with you and having to incorporate all this into my brain. But it's also been a great pleasure, and it's been a benefit to my patients. They're a bit surprised now when I can answer questions actually with a fairly good knowledge base on a lot of non-traditional medicine, and their eyes get big, and they're like, you actually know what I'm talking about? And I say, yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. So now I can talk cryo chambers, float chambers, herbs, and we have an educated discussion and compare and contrast that to traditional medicine, and the patients are able to make a much better decision. I really think that's the way of the future. I think that's what a lot of providers will be doing in primary care. Maybe even, you know, we've talked to some specialists that are looking into non-traditional approaches. So I think that will expand from primary care into more specialties. So you said at one point that you felt there had been a growth and opening of eyes and minds over the last several years, and I agree with that. And I've seen a growth over, say, the last 10 years. With an interest in non-traditional medicine. So I think a show like we have here today is exactly the right thing at exactly the right time to open the minds and hearts of people, whether they are lay people or medical professionals. And this is exactly what needs to be done right now.
Yeah, and you know, I sometimes, and probably more than sometimes, mention this one concept that I believe very deeply in. When people are struggling with very serious long-term chronic diseases, and they're looking for multiple pieces of information to the puzzle. And obviously the mainstream approach has not fully addressed their needs, because if it did, they wouldn't be asking me these questions. And one of the pieces of advice that I continue to give is I think that the person should put together a team approach. And that team approach does not involve one thing. It doesn't involve, if your back hurts, just going to the chiropractor. If you're, you know, if you have internal issues, it usually doesn't mean just going to your mainstream physician. Sometimes it can, but most times if it's chronic, it's going to require two to four different concepts that are merging together in order for the body to turn the corner and address the true underlying issues at hand. And one thing I do want to mention, just because it's one of our biggest concepts right now, is the role of chronic inflammation in how it creates disease. And the only reason I want to mention it early on, and perhaps a little bit later, for the first time ever, we have a cardiologist slash naturopathic physician. He is actually the first cardiologist who's also a naturopath in this country, Dr. Weiss, W-E-I-S-S. And we're flying him down, I think, from New York, and he's going to be speaking on September 6th at Nutrition World on the lower level, and it's going to be a phenomenal educational informative lecture, and it's going to be entitled Whole Body Health and Hidden Role of Inflammation. Dr. Weiss was voted on many occasions as one of the top physicians in this country and has written some best-selling books and has toured the TV stations and has been around forever. And I've heard him, I've listened to him, I've read his stuff. He is one of a kind. So I encourage anyone to go to nutritionw.com under events and sign up.
So that's September 26th?
September 6th.
6th.
And so we will be rock and rolling on that day.
You know, I can still remember back 25 to 30 years ago when someone posited that inflammation may have a role in heart attacks and why atherosclerotic plaques caused heart attacks and strokes, and initially they were laughed at. So it's amazing how far the thought of inflammation goes back, and now it's more mainstream than it was then.
Well, and that exact statement that you made, and that is, laughed at concepts, is really the nature of this world. I don't care in what category of conversation you have, when, new concepts pop to the surface, it always is laughed at for years and years. And then when it's funny, when it becomes accepted in mainstream, the people who laughed at it the biggest take credit for it. So I can't help but kind of put that plug in there, because I've seen it for 40 years, things that my industry occasionally has brought to the surface, like coenzyme Q10 for heart health, that was laughed at for 10, 12, 15 years. And now many, many physicians, including cardiologists, are recommending coenzyme Q10. It always amazes me how fast our time goes on this. So it's already time for us to take a break. And when we come back, we've got a very interesting guest that I will announce when you come back on the air. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I am Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we have a most interesting guest today, Danielle Killifer. And welcome to the show, Danielle.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
I want to preface this with something that I have certainly heard for many, many years, talking about the GAPS diet. And Danielle is a certified GAPS practitioner. Now, most people have not heard of this because one is Chattanooga sometimes is a little bit behind on some of these conversations. But I have personally heard so many stories from all of our customers at the store at Nutrition World. They'll tell me everything, sometimes too much. But there are parents, there are individuals, there are people who've struggled with health, and despite all of their efforts, were not achieving the results that they desired. And some of these people who switched to this GAPS diet, it was like almost a miracle, not overnight, but over a period of time. If you can, Danielle, explain to someone who knows nothing about the GAPS diet what it is, and if you have any personal stories of your own, please share that with us.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so GAPS stands for Gut and Psychology Syndrome, or Gut and Physiology Syndrome. And so it's the premise that all disease stems from the gut. And so 85% of your immune system is actually your digestive system. And so when that is not functioning properly, then that can really set a person up for chronic illness. 90% of who you are is actually your gut flora. So we are really just a shell, if you can actually wrap your head around that. So the way that I came into GAPS, I had been a dietitian for about 6 years when I became pregnant with my daughter. For years, I had suffered with chronic back pain, and it was really to the point where I couldn't sit down for 10 minutes. I couldn't stand for 10 minutes. I could not get comfortable. I had chronic insomnia, fatigue, just generally not feeling well. But once I became pregnant, all of these health problems exacerbated, and I really became so much worse. When I had my daughter, she was seemingly healthy, aside from feeding issues, a couple of feeding issues. But after getting her 2-month vaccines, that's when everything changed. And the day after her shots, she developed full body hives, neon green, explosive diarrhea, and severe stomach pain. Then she began reacting to a lot of the foods that I was eating. So I had to cut out a lot of foods from my diet. So I cut out eggs, beans, dairy, wheat, soy, nuts, shellfish, all of those top allergenic foods. That helped when I did that, but still, if there was something that I ate that, you know, did not agree with her, she would have those episodes where she had the severe cramping of her abdomen. And when we started solids with her at 7 months old, the diarrhea actually turned to chronic constipation, and it was so bad that she wouldn't go on her own. So I had to give her things to help her go. And then as the months went by, she began to stop hitting her milestones. She stopped growing and she stopped thriving. And then at 9 months old, I took her to a pediatric GI doctor who told me she was the size of a 4-month-old baby. The doctor prescribed her with Miralax, which, if you know anything about Miralax, it's essentially liquid plastic. And it's really not been studied with children. And then she also prescribed Pediasure, which I like to call sugar water. It's more or less, you know, synthetic vitamins, corn syrup, just not something you really, as a dietitian, want to give your 1-year-old. It was at that point that I knew I had to do something to help my child. That's when I discovered GAPS, and so I started both of us on GAPS right away. And then after a couple of months, she began to eat things that she previously was reacting to. So she was able to start eating dairy and eggs, and she was putting on weight. And then once she was putting on weight, then she was able to be strong enough so that she was hitting her milestones again. And my back pain, which was, again, it was just really awful, slowly began to dissipate, and I began sleeping at night. It was huge, because I thought I would never see that day. So that's kind of how we got started.
Wow, that is certainly an inspirational story, especially for those people who have struggled so long and kind of sometimes given up hope. You, on your card, says, where food is medicine. And my whole concept of my career has been based on food being medicine and nutrition being medicine. And so I know we don't have time to get in specific huge details, but tell the people like a little bit of the basic guidelines and rules as far as what a GAP diet is, and we'll get to how they could contact you to learn more about it. And I want to clarify one thing, at least let me say this, and then you correct me if I'm incorrect. The GAPS diet is not about just eliminating, say, poor quality foods. This is about kind of retraining the system that has been confused based on in taking foods that were sending the wrong messages to the body, and then it kind of goes down the wrong path of inflammation and pain and blank, blank, blank.
Correct.
But kind of just summarize with a couple bullet points what is a GAPS diet for most people? What are the rules?
Yeah, and I'm going to throw in something, Ed, too. You were saying how we probably can't get too specific, and I agree that would probably take way too long, but you know, I'm curious about some of those specifics. Like, I'm on more of a protein-heavy keto-type diet, but it leans toward the higher protein. So I am curious, like, what would someone change if they're going to go onto a GAPS diet? What maybe a few specifics someone may change, and are they going to add those foods back in? How does that work?
Sure. So the basis of the diet, because we're looking to heal and seal the gut, an unhealthy gut actually allows food that's actually undigested to leak out into the bloodstream. And that's when the body does not recognize it as, you know, it looks at it as foreign. So that sets up a immune system response, a negative response. So what we're doing with the GAPS diet is that we're looking to heal and seal the gut. And we do that by homemade meat stock. It's got the essential amino acids needed to reseal the gut lining. It's also really important to restore the balance of the gut flora. So we do that by fermented vegetables and fermented dairy. And at the same time, since there is an imbalance of the gut to, you know, good versus bad bacteria, then we're actually wanting to eliminate those foods that are going to feed the pathogenic bacteria. So things like starches, sugars, fiber for some people for a time, because they may not have what it takes to break down those fibers. And so if you don't have what it takes to digest the fibers, then it's sitting in your gut and more or less fermenting and allowing the pathogenic bacteria to be fed.
Okay, and I'm curious, as you know, we have a fairly large vegetarian community in this area. You mentioned the meat stock initially. Can the GAPS diet be done with a vegetarian-friendly diet? I'm not one, but could it be done?
It can be done. It's going to be more difficult to heal on a vegetarian diet. I would say if you're going to do GAPS on a vegetarian diet, then you would need to at least be heavy on egg yolks. And, you know, like we were talking, the basis of the diet is meat stock, so that's what's going to seal the gut. So I know that she has said that she has had people heal on a vegetarian diet, but she also has a book out called Vegetarianism Explained, where she goes more into detail about that and why it's, you know, there's a better option.
Thank you.
How long do you see that it takes for most people to be on the GAPS program for them to start recognizing results? And I do know that I've spoke to many of a parent whose children were suffering from ADHD or autism or blank, 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 that I just know fully well that it's been very beneficial to their life. But as a general rule, I know that's hard to say. How long before a person says, wow, I know I'm on the right path?
Yeah, like you said, it is very individual, but I know in my own experience with GAPS, it took about 6 months before I really could tell that my back pain was much better. But with my daughter, because she's younger, you know, younger folks heal a lot quicker. She was, she was able to add in these new foods after a couple of months. So it really depends on the person. It depends on the condition of the person. And also, I would say the majority of folks need to be on GAPS at least 2 years. But, you know, for some, unfortunately, just based on the condition of their gut, they have to be on GAPS forever. You know, it really just depends.
Well, I'm glad that you're very honest about that, because so many people have unrealistic expectations of quick results.
Sure.
And to know that it may take 6 months to a year to actually get beneficial, huge beneficial results, I think is good for people, because then they don't give up. I know
right.
I many times speak of the analogy of a screen door as far as the gut lining. And, you know, when you have a screen door in your house and it's new, it keeps the bug bugs out but lets the air in. Well, the gut lining to me is exactly like that. And when you have leaky gut and other damage to the gut, what's happening is there's holes in the screen door. And all of a sudden, these molecules of food are inappropriately going into the body in the bloodstream, and the body completely sees it as an enemy, and so it attacks it. So, you know, if you're having pain like you had with chronic back pain, let's see, is the answer to give you anti-inflammatory drugs to stop the back pain? No, it's to look deeper as to why it's originating. And that is a term that I'm really, you know, it's evolving into, called functional medicine. It's actually being a detective and going deeper and then solving it from that angle. And that's where I love the concept of this GAPS diet. I know that it's also not always super easy for people. I know you being a registered dietitian, and I've talked to you before, and I'm just so impressed. I do want to recommend that people who truly have issues get someone like yourself to consult with, because just reading a book, going on YouTube is not always the easy way. It's never. And we need partners on this path to achieving health. If a person wants to consult with you, Danielle, how would they do that, and how can they learn more?
Sure. They can go on www.nutrapathica.com. That is NutraPothica.com.
Okay, and we will be keeping your business cards at Nutrition World, so anyone who can't write that down and wants to pursue it, you can come by sometime, anytime after the next few days, and we will have a stack of your cards there. I just continue to know in the heart of my heart that we will never be a healthy nation or a healthy person if the gut lining is compromised. And because of so many issues like Roundup, like antibiotics, like chlorine in water, like foods that can just be ultra sensitive in our system, we have to fix the gut lining. And it's been just a very informative conversation, Danielle. And thank you so much. And it's already time for us to take a break. And when we come back, we will be discussing more about your health and nutrition. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we are back talking about your health. And I want to, many times on the show, I am commenting on different restaurants in Chattanooga because I, being a single guy, and I'm not a person who enjoys cooking, I do eat out. But I'm also, if you've listened to me before or know me, I'm quite particular about the foods that I will eat. Certainly not a perfectionist, and it was funny. I was eating at Panera last Sunday, with a friend, and I see two customers come in, and I told my friend, I said, "You watch. They're going to walk over here and look at what I'm eating." Well, it ended up they didn't walk by, but then at the end of my meal, I walked to the restroom, and they greeted me, and they said, "We want to know, what does Ed Jones eat at Panera?" So I knew they were curious, as most people seem to be, and I'm not perfect. I love a good cookie and a, you know, piece of junk food, and I think life, part of life is enjoying what you eat. And there's nothing wrong with eating some bad food. I really do believe in the 80-20, or really, I live in a kind of a 90-10 world, 90% really good and 10% really bad. And I think that works. Doesn't that make common sense to you, Dr. Green?
Oh, absolutely. I was just laughing to myself. Some of the times when I'm in that 10 or 20% is when I get busted by a patient. They come up and clap me on the back and look at the burger in my hands. And I have nothing to say. I mean, what can I say? I enjoy life, and sometimes I'm going to get off that healthy eating plan, and so I'll do the same thing. And no, if you try to live life that perfectly, especially dietarily or exercise, you're probably going to be miserable. I have met people who can do that. I'm not one of them. So I have to, stop the exercise sometime, get some rest, let my body heal, quit the diet and just eat whatever I want. And then I get back on it. So I think that's good advice. Although I hope people don't try to look at me or you and say, let's model our lives on exactly what they do, because sometimes they may be disappointed, but you and I both do work really hard most of the time to have a more healthy lifestyle. And you notice I said most of the time. No, I agree with that. And people watch what both of us eat probably and do. And for all of you listeners, be a little careful and be generous with us if you do see us eating a cookie or something.
Yeah, thank you for helping me to have permission to be a bad boy every now and then. I do know, because I deal with so many individuals over my 40-year career. This December will be 40 years. I cannot believe that. And I am a self-admitted hypochondriac myself, so I understand some of the motivation that goes into being a perfectionist and being driven by fear, actually. It's a very unhealthy emotion. And I can count on almost 100% the people who lived that perfectionistic life. I have now watched pass away. Many of those pass away. They never lived longer than normal, and some of those certainly died prematurely.
Here's another thought. For those individuals, I've noticed the life controls them. They don't control the life. They're not in control of that. It dominates everything they do and everything they think. And that's not the kind of lifestyle I want either. I want to be in control of that.
That's a really, really wise point, because when they are letting life dominate them, then fear is at the root of everything. And I truly, and as we talk about, you do your spiritual moment in the fourth segment, and so much of this is finding peace. Mm-hmm. Because a person just dealing with the physical body, if it's disrupted and chaotic and in dark, scary places constantly, there are a few people who ended up, living a lot of years, but I don't really say that they were perhaps the most quality, but generally they are going to have less of a lifespan, and they're going to certainly have more diseases because of that. I mean, emotions are as important and probably more so than nutrition is. And of course, the wise individual embraces the bigger picture of all of this. Saying all of that, I was really talking about eating and eating out. Because I am a particular person, I really truly strive to make good choices as to where I'm going to eat. And I did tell a friend of mine yesterday, we were coming back and was driving back to the drop him off at his car. I actually took a off day, which is so rare for me, and I so enjoyed it. I need to be better at that, and I'm going to try. But he was talking about, we had got a copy of a menu at a place, and he was saying, well, the salmon is too pricey for me. And I said, but, the salmon that they sell at this restaurant is wild caught. It's not farm raised, because farm raised salmon is toxic in many cases because of the poor quality foods that they feed the salmon, which then prevents the salmon from producing the right omega-3s. And that's the biggest reason why we eat the food. Well, if you feed the fish basically dog food or cat food, which is what it is super commercialized garbage full of chemicals, well, you can't expect the fish to be producing the right omega-3. And not all cases, but many cases, if you saw a photo of the crowded conditions that these fish are having to live in, you can imagine that a lot of what they're eating, the fish is the poop of the other fish. So I hate to be gross, but it is the case. But I told my friend, I said, if you can find salmon for $5 a serving, run from it. You cannot let dollars and price be your determining choice on foods. Because when you drive by the Crystal, or you drive by all these places that are offering multiple chunks of meat and food for $5, you can't expect it to be anything but the worst of the worst. There's no way you can make a Mercedes cost $3,000. You cannot do it. Now, I understand budgets and money and things like that, and you don't have to spend a fortune to be healthy if you're able to cook at home and shop in a wise fashion. I mean, Costco has got some great deals on very healthy organic meats and fish and things like that. I'm not one to cook at home, so I don't have any choices on that. But I want to say one thing about a new place that I did eat last month. My daughter, Katie, we were going through that silly every day of where are we going to eat today at lunch. And I was like, I'm tired of every place. She said, well, let's go to this new Korean Vietnamese restaurant on Lee Highway. Well, I kind of adopted a yes mentality in my life about 3 or 4 years ago, where I always, you know, we're humans, and I've always been the kind of person who jumps to the word no initially just because I'm not comfortable. Well, now when I hear internally the word no, I turn it to the word yes because I haven't tried it. I'm just not going to live in the no world anymore. So I said, okay, I'll try it. I don't really think I like Korean, Vietnamese food. Oh my gosh, was this delicious and unbelievably healthy. I've only gotten one thing there, and I cannot pronounce the word of it, but what it is a bowl, and it has about 5 different vegetables, from cabbage, it does have some rice, to some colored vegetables. It has, you can choose chicken or beef or vegetarian, and then on top is a fried egg. And it is absolutely the most perfect meal I've had in quite some time, because it mixes the wonderful components of fats and proteins and carbs just in the right mix. And I can tell very, very well that these people are old school. They are actually chopping the vegetables up. They're preparing them fresh every day. These are not canned foods. These are not frozen foods. I don't know where they go, but they're getting very, very fresh sources every single day. And I am an unsweet tea connoisseur, the best unsweet tea in the city of Chattanooga. I don't know why and how they can make it, but they do. So it's called Chopsticks. Chopstix. If you turn left out of Nutrition World on Lee Highway, it's just about 2 miles down on the left, and it's in front of Gold's Gym. And they're closed on Mondays, I think. And so, I might go there after we finish today, or maybe tomorrow.
And you've made me hungry. Thank you, Ed.
Now, so, you know, some of the things are foreign to me, and I don't know what they are. But I encourage anyone to go there if you would like to try something new that was healthy. Have you been eating any place new that you could rave about?
You know, I haven't tried any brand new places. One of my favorites, I'll probably love getting a little bit of a shout out, is Taco Mamacita's. So I just really love that place, and they've got some great food. And I was having some sort of, I'm sure it was not that healthy, but probably the best taco I've ever had. I've had their California salad, mm-hmm. and I'm probably not getting the name right, but it was a California taco. I would say probably the best one I've had in my entire life. It was incredible, but I also had the mama's sauce and stuff on it. So that would be one of those times I'm not eating perfectly, but that's okay. I had been perfect the rest of the day.
Well, and that's not totally imperfect. The thing about Taco Mamacita's, I love it. I love the fact that it's local, that they do source as best they can, and they also make things from very fresh ingredients, it seems like, every day. My big duty every day is to get healthy fat in my diet. I'm everyone knows, and you and I have talked about keto until the cows come home. So I'm a fan of using high fats with every meal. Well, I can't do that at Taco Mamacita's because I get the California Club salad, and I get the Jose taco, which I absolutely love to death. I'm not sure it's the same one you got, but they don't have olive oil, and I'm not getting onto them by any means, I bring my own olive oil into Taco Mamacita's every time I eat there.
I don't think they'd mind. And by the way, it's the California Club taco. Just looked it up, mm-hmm. and it does have roasted chicken, guacamole. So it was about as close as I could get to maybe a keto taco. But it also had the smoked bacon. So that was my nod to something I want. But you know, that California Club taco and the club salad are extremely tasty.
Well, on my olive oil, just to show everyone how little nutty I am, which I don't think it is nutty, I get an empty vitamin bottle that's, you know, middle size. It's not real huge. And every 2 to 3 days, I will fill it up from a big bottle of high quality olive oil. You must be a informed, critical consumer with most things, but you certainly do with olive oil, because when the labs are testing olive oils, about 50% of them have been diluted with other oils. And most of the time, the oils that are diluted with are certainly unhealthy, canola being number one. And they can still label it with the virgin and all the right stuff. And, you know, it just doesn't matter. Let the buyer beware in many cases. Now, once you become a connoisseur of olive oil, you will know the good stuff. In fact, we now are partnering with the, and I'm sorry to say, I can't remember the exact name, but partnering with the local olive oil place downtown that is supplying the olive oil to us in bottles. And it is one of the most incredible taste and quality I've ever experienced. It
That's
is
a local manufacturer?
No, they're local ownership, but he knows where every source of these olives are coming from, the families that are growing it. Okay. He is the connoisseur of the perfect quality controls. Because a personal relationship is very important to understanding the ins and outs of any company, and it does apply to olive oil. So, you know, Nutritional World offers that, and so does the place downtown. I do apologize for not remembering the name. But
we can get the name for next week.
Yeah, I'll give us something to talk about. Well, you know what? Dang, that was a fast 14 minutes. So it's already time for us to take a break, and when we come back, we will be having the spiritual moment of the day with Dr. Green. So we've got all of that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back again with my good partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And in this segment, we always look forward to the spiritual moment with Dr. Green.
Thank you, Ed, for that introduction. And as always, the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their free app or their website, which is silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com. Let's start with a couple of verses today. The first is 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Then Isaiah 41, verse 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the presence of love in the face of fear. Maybe right now you are going through a difficult time, feeling fear surrounding you on all sides. You might even ask yourself why you are going through all this pain when there is a God who is so loving and so powerful. Now, I want to remind you that God is love, and strength comes from Him. So, if you are in a difficult time, please do not let fear dominate you. Find comfort in the love and strength of God. Even during painful times, He will carry you through and will be life and strength to you. Love has the power to overcome your fears by giving you the courage to face them with faith. Over and over, God has said, do not be afraid, but He went further and says, we do not ever have to be afraid because He promises to always be with us. You can live a life of love and courage with a fierce and fearless passion. Commit yourself to that life of love and never look back to a life of fear. Live life fiercely. This has been your spiritual moment. Ed, back to you.
Thank you, my friend. And, you know, we had talked previously about the devastation on all levels when fear overcomes us. And thank you for helping remind us of that demon that so often is wired into us, it seems. I know there was an author named Annie Lamott I had heard years ago speak, and I'm trying to remember exactly one of her statements that she said that she reminds herself of. It was something to the effect of, "My mind is like a bad neighborhood. I try not to go there alone." And there's something to that. When we're spinning out of control with our own thinking process, it's almost self-propelling as far as the momentum that can happen. And to reconnect to something deeper and more peaceful is an imperative nutrient. Let me just at least personally believe that and say that.
Yeah, I'm going to throw out a funny quote that I came across the other day. It's Matthew McConaughey. He said, "There are two sorts of fear, one you embrace and one you should listen to and turn the other way." I thought that was kind of a funny thing to say, but you know, I hear so many people say, and including when I'm hearing sermons, that you shouldn't have anxiety, shouldn't have fear. And that's one reason I bring it up, is that what I find in my job as a physician is we all suffer from that. Everybody to some degree is suffering from that. So just wanted to bring that up for all the people out there that are struggling, fear, anxiety, whatnot. You know, you're not the only one. I just wanted to throw that out.
Yeah, and I do believe we need to be wired for fear. If you imagine just, you know, having to imagine if we lived in nature the way we did most of our history and you had no fear, well, why would you not, you know, get to the edge of the cliff and, you know, not worry if you're going to slide off? Why would you jump to the side if you see a snake? I mean, these are self-protective mechanisms. But they've gotten out of hand because we now live in a jungle where there's a snake seemingly around every corner with every text message and phone call and things on the news. So it's really part of it is situation that we've now found ourselves in. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't want to go back living in the caves and jungles. But not being aware of the fact that we have to actually work on this wired mechanism. It's kind of like the mechanism of hunger. You know, the more junk you eat, the more you want and the more you crave, because genetically we have appetites because it's trying to keep us alive, because most of our history of living on Earth, you know, we didn't always have complete amounts of food. We went through periods where we were, you know, really, really hungry. We could barely find things, the winters and the droughts and the this and the that. So when food was available, the chemistry of the body made us gorge on the food because it wanted us to be built up for the next famine or the next drought or the next shortage. Well, now that we don't have shortages, we can end up gorging constantly and think it's actually, well, you know, I have a craving, so I need to fulfill it. No, no, and no. That's why we have to understand, you know, the internal wiring that goes on and kind of override that wiring by doing correct, wise choices in our life. That was a really odd segue into whatever comes next. So
no, that was actually, I was thinking a good point, was thinking just from a dietary medical standpoint, not gorging yourself on food. I had one of my kids, my youngest, ask me not that long ago, and she was saying, well, I don't always finish my meal. I eat until I'm not hungry anymore. I don't eat to finish everything on the plate. She goes, Dad, is that okay? I said, actually, that's excellent. You know, you stop when you're not hungry. You eat when you're hungry. And, you know, so many of us don't do that, and we do gorge, and that's a real problem, not just in the U.S., but internationally. So, you know, very good point I think you made. We are certainly a nation of excess and plenty, and sometimes we do need to dial that back. Moderation.
And, you know, we always get torn, especially us less young people is what I'm calling myself these days.
Well, I like that.
And, you know, the Depression era people, which people of my age have certainly been around plenty of those, you know, they can't usually be comforted by the philosophy you just spoke about, which is leaving food on your plate, because, again, they went through the periods where there was no food for long periods of time. However, from the purely physiological health nutrition conversation, it is so wise to stop eating when the body tells you that it's full. It would be almost like making yourself sleep 13 hours a day just because. We know common sense says that you could never feel well if you slept 13 hours a day. You want to sleep 7 to 8.5, perhaps. So following common sense is just so part of the wisdom of health. Again, we've been manipulated by a capitalist system of, you know, manufacturers and commercials that tend to want to sway us, and they're swaying us not for our benefit, but for the benefits of profits. And I am a purely entrepreneurial person. I'm hugely in favor of people and businesses who can, you know, do well. But balancing that with ethics is a key component of mine, and that's certainly how I live my business life too. I do want to mention again, I did earlier on, but I'm so excited about a lecture on September 6th from a cardiologist that we are flying in here who's also a naturopath. And naturopathy is not legal in Tennessee, believe it or not. It's only legal in, I think, in 33 states of the union. But it's a very intensive protocol and program. One of them, a college named Bastyr, B-A-S-T-Y-R, is one of the most difficult programs you can go through. And you are a legal naturopath where you can treat. You can do everything except write prescriptions. That's because that's not what they want. Now, they would send you to someone who could, because there are times and cases where you need those things. And usually naturopaths, the really top-of-the-line ones, are partnering with regular MDs. So it's a wonderful blending of two different sciences. And they're really, you know, that's what my dream would be someday in this state, is I hope that naturopathy does become legal again. Because it's not a competitive, I mean, I think people do look at it maybe competitive, but it's not. It's about the well-being of the individual and the whole nation when you can partner with, just like you and I are partnering, Dr. Green. So this lecture is going to be September 6th. It's free. You go to nutritionw.com under events, and Dr. Weiss, who is the cardiologist, will be speaking on whole body health and the role of inflammation. And we've discussed inflammation a lot in the show because it is at the root of most chronic diseases that we don't have. In fact, I was on Channel 3 being interviewed just last week, and it was all about exactly this topic. And it's, you know, people are finding that it's, you know that they know they need to learn about. And I think, you know, we both try to live a lifestyle of less inflammation by sleeping well, eating less inflammatory foods. And next week, I really want to tell you and talk about this new stool test. I know that really sounds exciting that I just received back, that is state of the art, that I feel will escalate my ability to feel better, have more energy, and hopefully live longer with less disease. But it's going to analyze and tell me which foods are hurting me, not which foods are nutritious. Like, I've only glanced at it. Blackberries are now on my no-no list because they actually do things to me that I don't want. And I've got a list of about 200 foods based on this $400 test that I did. So we'll be discussing that next week.
You know, Ed, that reminds me of the concept, which is still up and coming, of pharmacogenomics, which is where you look at your genome, and it will tell you which medications may work, which ones will not. And, you know, that, you know, I got, when we talk about your stool studies, I don't always understand them. I'll be honest with you. But when you said that it would tell you, you know, like if I found out the blueberries I've been munching on actually were not something I would be able or should be eating, that would be useful information. So I think this thing you did would be useful for some people.
Well, all right. Well, that's already does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and the website by Avalon Design Studios. And we always want to thank the Vascular Institute also for their lovely support. Thank you for listening. We will be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. So for Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World in Chattanooga. Have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.